Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Poor Ryan Day, man. That guy needs a friend.
It was just so, Jeff, he was just so vehement about.
Oh, he was cranked up.
I mean,
man.
Marcus Freeman is 10 times, it was greater coach than Ryan. I'm like, wow, man, you're really on that pedestal. I don't have a problem with it.
You're fired up.
So, we were just talking to Nick Kostos. If you missed any of the interview, you can always hear that on the Odyssey app. Want to get a hold of us? 216-474-0092. Or you can always do it on social media at CLE Talking Heads.
Ryan Day, he needs a hug, man. Everybody's on this guy. And he's got his team one win away from a national championship. I think he does a nice job.
Jeff,
I really do.
And
I think he could be a really good NFL head coach.
Is it different if they lose to Michigan in week three?
Andy, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois.
I know.
And they can win the national championship, and nobody's going to care that they lost to the Huskies.
But they don't play Northern Illinois every year.
Cindy Crawford's alma mater, by the way.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Would it have mattered? Dan, would it have mattered if...
No, not in...
Ohio State lost to Michigan in week three.
Not in this situation, because it's Ohio State, Michigan, and some Buckeye fans, that's the beat all.
So people would have sold their tickets week four for the rest of the season. No more. It wouldn't have gone to any more home games.
I wouldn't have been the least bit surprised.
People are dumb, Andy. I don't know. I chalk it up to that. People are irrational. People are silly. Sure, wouldn't shock me.
It's a
if it was week three, they'd lose their minds. People are irrational.
And they will be irrational if they lose on Monday. If Ohio State loses Monday night, they will be irrational, and they'll be calling for Ryan Day again.
Right. Oh, I mean, again,
the win over Texas will mean nothing.
People will want Ryan
Tennessee
Day fired if he loses to Notre Dame.
You beat the number one team in the country. That doesn't matter either.
You made it all the way as far as any college football team can make it.
Without
winning a championship if they don't win. Why would you not want that guy back?
I mean, we live in Cleveland. If the Browns lose week one and the quarterback looks mediocre, they will be asking for the backup. People are irrational.
That's fascinating. I've been saying fascinating too much.
It's all right. He's one win away from 70. Let's get ourselves a quarterback for the Browns.
You want to?
I'd love to.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
We're doing a little deep thinking on this one, because there are scenarios and juggling that would have to happen for this. But I think this is, I'm going to use it again, the fascinating storyline in the offseason in the National Football League. And it's what happens in Minnesota. We've already talked about Sam Darnold. If Minnesota decides that Sam Darnold deserves a contract extension there and they're going to give him a new contract or even franchise him for a year, what will they do with J.J. McCarthy?
What will they do?
What will they do? What will they do? There are people who have already been screaming. I know national commentators, Dan Orlovsky at ESPN. Dan went on the air the other day and said, the Cleveland Browns need to trade either the number two pick or Myles Garrett for J.J. McCarthy. I thought, I don't know if Myles is a little much, but I get it if you think you have your franchise quarterback. But if I'm the Browns, and I think that J.J. McCarthy is a better quarterback than Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or anybody else that might be coming out, Jalen Milroe, then trading the number two pick for J.J. McCarthy sounds like a really good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you think this year's quarterback draft is not worthy of it.
If you think McCarthy ranks higher than any of those guys.
That's correct, yes.
Then why wouldn't you if you were the Browns? Because what would you have? You'd have a guy who's on his rookie contract still, which gives you financial flexibility. You could sit there and get your quarterback of the future at a reasonable price and still have Deshaun Watson's contract that you can deal with.
True.
And pay it off because you're not having to pay another quarterback a whole lot of money. Now, the question is, do you think J.J. McCarthy is that good? The Vikings did. And remember who drafted him? Kwasi Adofo-Mensah, former right-hand man of Andrew Berry. He's now the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. That doesn't mean he's going to give his old team a deal. In fact, maybe anything. But what we do know is there's a very open line of communication there between the Browns and the Vikings front offices. J.J. McCarthy is a young guy. He's 21 years old. He has undergone two knee surgeries since tearing his meniscus over the summer. They're not sure when he did it. They don't know if it was before anything, if it was in the preseason, whatever. They don't know when he did it. All they know is he was experiencing some discomfort, and he had it checked out, and he had a meniscus tear. He had surgery. When he was coming back through his normal rehab and it was going really well, they noticed a little bit of swelling in his knee. They checked it again, decided they needed another surgery because they thought they had time on their hands because he wasn't going to play until the beginning of next season anyway. So that's why they had the second surgery in August. So McCarthy's there, right? And Sam Darnold's there, and Sam was signed to be either the bridge quarterback or the backup or whatever he was signed to be. Kevin O'Connell, Vikings head coach, said this. He's done enough in training camp to demonstrate that we have our young franchise quarterback in the building.
Hmm.
So the Vikings thought he was the guy.
Okay.
And then he got hurt and Sam Darnold becomes the guy. This means nothing. He played in one preseason game, was 11 of 17, 186 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Watch the film. He looks pretty fun. At Michigan, really good. 49 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. Completed 72% of his passes the year that the Wolverines won the national championship. What do you think there, Mr. B?
I'm just not... coming out of college, I wasn't sold on J.J. McCarthy, and I'm still not sold on J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if the Browns are truly believe that he is better than any. I mean, even if you go back and look at what things were, folks were saying about McCarthy ahead of the combine last year, I mean, even after the combine, I mean, he still feels very much like a 50-50 quarterback coming that's going to get the opportunity to play.
He was taken ahead of Bo Nix.
Yeah,
Bo Nix worked out for Denver.
Mistake. Right?
How do you know? You can't say mistake because
we don't know what
J.J. McCarthy is.
I don't know. As of right now, the dividends that are paying off, you would say Bo Nix, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think you can say that yet.
You see, I don't think you can say anything about J.J. either. I didn't think you like.
If you're going to go,
if you're going to go with
that premise, then Caleb Williams was a mistake at number one because Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels were better.
And that's a possibility. That could be true.
It could be.
Absolutely.
But we don't know that yet. In fairness, you got to let McCarthy play. You got to let Caleb Williams get a little more time with hopefully a better, you know, supporting cast around him, better coaching, everything else. You know, Michael Penix was taken ahead of J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the Browns,
I'm very meh on J.J. McCarthy. I'll be honest with you. But I'm meh on pretty much every quarterback, on all the quarterbacks coming out. This just feels like a meh year. It's just not, Peyton Manning's not walking through that door. He's not.
I love looking at draft profiles of guys from years gone by. And I always go back and kind of reference them and see what they thought at the time. And doesn't mean they're right, but I always think there are some really good observations. NFL.com's draft profile on J.J. McCarthy had his prospect grade as a pretty good one, with the line good. That he'll become a good starter within 2 years. So he's already been there for a year.
Right.
And he was basically ranked 5th among the quarterbacks, which I think is where he was drafted 4th, I guess. But what they said about him was they thought he was around one pick, and it was Lance Zierlein, who does a lot of stuff, and Lance said this. First two words, enigmatic quarterback, lacking the measurables and the splash throws associated with early-round quarterbacks, but possessing elements that require more study and consideration.
Sports Illustrated, he's very far, this was before the draft, very far off from being considered a top three quarterback prospect in last year's draft. An AFC executive had told Sports Illustrated, JJ's not getting in the top three, no way. That was said before the draft.
Well, he didn't.
Right.
But he was the 4th quarterback off the board.
Another NFL executive questioned McCarthy's size, saying he's a stretched out Bryce Young. This is all in a Fox News story. Fox Sports story, sorry. I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he's a great quarterback. Maybe he's going to help somebody get to the Super Bowl. Maybe he's going to help Minnesota get to the Super Bowl. I don't have this overwhelming feeling either way about him.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take all of the other evaluations out of this, because ultimately they don't matter. There are two things that matter here.
Okay.
What are the Minnesota Vikings going to do?
True. Okay.
That's first and foremost. And if they bring Sam Darnold back on a multi-year contract, why would they keep J.J. McCarthy?
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will
either.
But I
also don't think they're going to bring him back on a multi-year contract.
I don't know that. Neither do you. I would think that they let Sam Darnold walk because they're going to make J.J. McCarthy their guy.
Yeah,
I think I would assume that's what's going to happen here.
Yep.
However, if by chance they bring Sam Darnold back, the question, if you're the Browns, do you value that guy enough, more than, let's say, all but one quarterback in the draft? Let's assume Tennessee takes a quarterback at number one.
Okay.
Let's just assume, because they need
one. Shador.
Or maybe they do.
Okay.
So you like J.J. McCarthy better than Cam Ward and blah, blah, blah. And do you think McCarthy is worth the number two pick in the draft? And if you do, well, by gosh, you get on the phone and you make that trade right now. Right now, if the Browns evaluate him to be the top quarterback in this draft, or perhaps the number two guy in this draft. Let's say the Browns really like Cam Ward, but let's say he goes number one.
I know you shouldn't do this, but this is something that I think we would have a conversation. You would say you could do this. Is he worth 8 picks better than he was when he was originally drafted?
Yeah, might be. Forget the picks. Do you think he can be your starting quarterback for 12 years, and do you like him better than anybody else that you could take there at number two? If he matches those criteria, you do all you can to make that trade if the Vikings decide to move on from him.
All right, answer that when we come back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.